You're Stuck in the Middle with Alan Edwards.
Thank you for joining me, Alan. Stuck in the Middle. Thanks for hanging out today. Today is phone call day, a day that I really am excited about. Not, as they said back in the 90s. I just, I'm getting some of the feedback from y'all, taking some phone calls and find out what's going on in this wacky wide world of ours. So I already have some lights lit up, and I appreciate all your feedback. Keep it clean, and please be nice to me. I try to get along with all y'all, and I try to do it, but we'll see what happens. And don't forget, you can subscribe to my podcast before we get into it. Here I go all promoting the whole shtick. But you can go to my podcast. Just go to stuckinthemiddle.net, and there, somewhere on that page, depending if you're using a mobile browser or a computer, desktop browser, or the little laptops and the tablets, there's a button there that says subscribe to the podcasts, because that's a whole different platform there. You can just click on there, and every time a new podcast comes up, you'll be informed and you can check it out. It's pretty cool. And then also the stuckinthemiddle.net website. I'm always putting a lot of garbage on there. And as you see, I'm all over the place. I talk about a lot of different things. I discuss topics of the day. I see things that are going on in this planet, the third rock from the sun, and I just want to share it with you. So there's a lot of stuff on that. But you can get a double banger, and no, that's not a sexual nature, thank you, by just checking out also the podcast. And don't forget, I'm also on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Streama, and a bunch of other outlets and affiliations. So you could probably get me anywhere, no matter where you are. So you could be listening to me while you're on the toilet, while you're taking a bath, driving. And once again, it's the summer of get your face out of the screen. I forgot what I even called it already. It's something like Get Your Face Out of the Phone podcast series. All audio, so that way you don't have to keep looking into the screen. You can listen to me anywhere. So without further ado, I think it's time to kind of take some phone calls, see what's going on, see what it be like, and let's do it to it, Pruitt. All right. Hello, can I help you?
Hello, Alan. You wanted me to call in and express any kind of feelings that I have, and I just wanted to let you know that I am so ticked off at the American president. He looks like a rotten Italian sausage. He's bloated and orange and disgusting. He walks around like a big old bloated, I don't know. I just want to slap him every time I see him. I look at the television set and I pick up the TV. I throw it against the floors.
Oh my God.
I cannot afford TVs anymore, Alan. I cannot watch the news when I see this big, bloated, gigantic. He looks like a Cheeto. Alan, he looks like a giant Frito Cheeto. He's orange and bloated like a Cheeto. I don't know what else to say other than we need to get rid of this president. He's disgusting. He stinks. He's got this chia pet on top of his head. I don't know what else to say. He's got to start taking that chia pet and putting it on top of his head. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever saw.
All right, let's take another phone call, shall we? This is so great.
Hello, Alan. I'm getting sick and tired of you taking these damn phone calls from these snowflake liberals complaining and whining and always just talking about our beautiful, our president of these United States.
Oh, boy.
You know, Alan, we've got United States, and that's what it's all about, is states coming together and unite. We all got to be one. We all got to be under this one beautiful president. He's a man of honor. He's a man of Christians. He's a man of automatic guns.
Somebody help me.
He lets us do what we want. want with our guns. We should be happy about that, Alan. And when I hear these snowflake, whining, crying liberals...
Oh, boy.
...wanting their abortions and their homosexuality sexes. I don't know. You all just need to stop whining about it, damn it. We've got a wonderful country here. Can't we all just get along like the great Martin Luther King said?
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
I've got a black friend. I'm not racist. And as far as guns, hey, look, I'll compromise. I'll put at least one of my guns in another drawer so it doesn't look like I'm a maniac, you know. Yeah, I do have 20 semi-automatics and one automatic.
Wow.
And I'm going to keep them because the glory of the Second Amendment. I love this country because I can do that. We just need to stop attacking our beautiful dictator, Donald Trump. Thank you. God bless America and peace on earth. As long as we, never mind.
Oh, somebody help me! Okay, let's go to the next one.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, this is out of control.
Ay, what is going on this earth? I just, don't believe it. I'm outraged. I am, I'm 89 years old. In my entire life, I've never seen such lunacy. Americans attacking Americans. Ay, as the Mexicans say. Ay. I don't know what else to say. They've put it in perfect terms. You know, the Mexicans, they're trying to come over here and let us know that we're so out of whack. They come here and they just go, ay. And now that's what I'm saying, you know. I just. I just can't believe it.
All right, I got it.
I don't know what to do about the wall. I think the wall, the wall is, it's stupid. That's what the wall is, Alan. Oh, boy. The things we could do with that money. You know, senior centers, air conditioning, food, hot pockets. Can you imagine the amount of hot pockets we could get with the money that would go into that stupid wall? Oh boy, hot pockets 7 days a week for the poor. The president would be a popular man. Imagine if he had a press conference, Alan. Imagine if he had a press conference and he said, I'm not building the wall. Hot pockets for everyone.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Anyways, Alan.
Oh, my God.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. When the election time comes, I'm going to kind of jingle and jangle my brain and try to figure out who am I going to vote for? Am I going to vote for, Biden, the old man that likes to touch women? Am I going to vote for the mayor that's a homosexuality, who likes to touch the boys? I don't know, Alan. It's a very confusing time right now. It's a time where we gotta just get together.
All right, bye bye.
Come with our differences.
Oh my God.
And hack it out. We gotta just have.
Next caller.
Oh, I just hacked one out right there. Anyways, Alan, I'll keep you informed on who I'm going to vote for. I'm kind of leaning towards that hot Indian lady. The Trump calls her the Chocahontas or something like that. I kind of enjoy that. It's kind of funny. But I like her. She's very sexy, the way she presents herself in an Indian fashion. From what I understand, she's not really Indian, but I like the fact that she tries to call herself Indian. Anyways, Alan, I want to let you know, I'll start a blog or something and keep you informed on who I vote for. When I finally determine who it is, I'll let you know. We'll get together for a Miller Lite. I give up. My hands are in the air. I'm letting the gods know, let there be light!
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's do it again.
Hello, Alan. I have been listening to the show today, and I gotta say, you suck. But other than that, I'm gonna vote for, I don't know. I just want to let you know, Alan, that things are out of control and you're not helping. You need to be letting people know to come together, and you're tearing us apart. So if I say one thing about this whole damn show, and I don't know how to say it, but I'm gonna come out and let you know, I think you suck. Thank you!
All right, so this turned out to be a great show. As I say, the psychotics come out when it's phone call day, and I sure appreciate it. We'll do it again very soon, kind of get the opinions of every nutcracker out there. So that's it. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter, on Facebook. Go to stuckinthemiddle.net and join me on all the other affiliates. And you can also click the button on stuckinthemiddle.net and hear every podcast that comes through the system. All right, I'm wore out. That did me in. Until next time, keep a smile on your face and a warm feeling in your heart. I will talk to you later.